Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, May 5th, 2008. We were preparing and sharing the message earlier this morning, and we have an absolutely beautiful blue sky today as we share. Today's message is titled, Faulty Assumptions. And we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net, and this is a little bit different message. Try to follow us today. I think you will certainly identify with the first story. The scripture text is from Numbers 32, verse 23.
But if you fail to do this, you will be sinning against the Lord, and you may be sure that your sin will find you out.
David Fisher is a sports chaplain and fellow encourager friend of ours from Canada. Several years ago, we met after he stopped by our home and joined us for dinner. He was here for a game when the Toronto Blue Jays played Baltimore. Today I want to share an illustrative experience that David sent us regarding a visit to a Canadian drive-thru restaurant. In fact, Brooksine's going to read the story to you today, and she's quoting David here.
Recently I was with several family members and we stopped for a coffee at Canada's favorite watering hole, Tim Hortons. We didn't go into the coffee shop, we went through the famous drive-thru. We paused to give the attendant our order and waited for what seemed like an eternity, but nobody was coming on the intercom to take our order. One of us began to murmur and complain, using phrases like, "Oh, they're awfully slow here. Oh, I've had trouble here before. There's nobody else in line. What's the problem?" I added that I had experienced a few slow attendants at this particular Tim's, and the driver was getting very exasperated. It was then that I observed and realized, much to our chagrin, that we had stopped at the menu board, not at the place with the microphone and speaker where you place your order. We were barking up the wrong tree, so to speak. We drove ahead a few feet, placed our order, and we were on our way in moments. Great service and quick once we got to the right spot.
Well, this illustration indicates that there was some misunderstanding among David's family members. I have to admit, I made the same mistake at drive-thrus as David describes, but, well, actually I caught on a little bit quicker than this party. Well, we so easily make faulty assumptions in life, and that can be so destructive.
Numbers chapter 32 has some interesting thoughts about misunderstandings and assumptions in human relationships. The background is the new generation is camped east of the Jordan, and leaders from the tribes of Reuben and Gad made a request to Moses to settle and consider as their inheritance the lands east of the Jordan, where there was suitable land for livestock. Moses initially misunderstood their request, assuming they were attempting to dodge their responsibilities in the conquest of Canaan.
However, they further clarified their proposal, indicating that they would indeed be sending their fighting men to assist the other tribes and pledging that they would not return until the conquest was complete. Moses' tone changed with the clarification. They accepted their proposal, but reminded them of the consequences of failing to keep their word in our daily verse. Well, tracking on through the history of the conquest, we see they did indeed keep their word and were commended by Joshua for their faithfulness in Joshua 22.
There's a lot of good teaching in this chapter, but let me just focus on the initial faulty assumption and reaction by Moses. I believe it typifies situations that occur frequently in life and lead to problems in relationships in the home, church, and elsewhere. Moses made a faulty assumption and based his initial response on that assumption. Perhaps the leaders of the tribes also erred in not being clearer in their initial proposal.
Well, have you ever been like Moses and made a faulty assumption? Well, I sure have, and I suppose you have as well, in some way or another. Communication and clarification can do a lot toward bringing healing and understanding in relationships. May God help us today to listen to one another and clarify as needed. And be careful with assumptions. You just may be barking up the wrong tree.
Let's pray together. Father, help us to be slow to speak, quick to listen, and eager to give the benefit of the doubt to others. We often jump to conclusions that are erroneous due to our own preconceived ideas or based on past experiences. Give each of us an understanding heart and discerning spirit as we relate to those who intersect our paths from day to day. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are excited. We have a guest coming today, a long-time reader of our encouragement that asked if she might stop by with her family, and we're looking forward to lunch together, and thus we're a little bit earlier today. Some of you will notice that. We know that our messages are listened to all throughout the day and then future days as well. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, again, we prepared for Monday, May 5th, 2008. We do have some photos up today of the site. Basically, of our experiences the last couple days, we attended a very interesting church yesterday, a Vietnamese church. And we have a picture of the pastor there, although not in the context as a pastor, but as a chaplain, as he's working with us with some Vietnamese people in one of our companies we serve. We also want to commend a young lady that was just probably in junior high, middle school when we came, Julie Haldeman, who gave a presentation yesterday and returning from a mission trip to Cambodia and Thailand. We have a photo of Julie along with her mom and dad at the site today. And I want to especially thank one of my most prolific photo providers is Doris High, a friend of ours from Mannheim, Pennsylvania nearby. And she has a beautiful photo on her photo blog site that she's given me permission to use any of her photos at any time. And it's a photo of just a Japanese maple leaf. And my, is it so beautiful. And you can go and find that on the site today, May 5th, 2008. We also have some music, I have to admit, not necessarily related to today's message. That's pretty hard to find music dealing with human relationships in that particular regard. But just some beautiful worship music that those of you accustomed to listening to the music we provide can listen to today. Well, have a blessed day. May you continue to be encouraged day by day and to stay faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ.